Welcome to the GreenlightReviews.com rental report. I'm Les Roberts.
I'm Ann Elder. Today you'll hear a bit from our review of the 2011 comedy, I Don't Know How She Does It. Les, tell us all about the plot.
I Don't Know How She Does It introduces a working mother who is overstressed by her husband, her children, her social pressures, and her job. And hanging around with non-husband Pierce Brosnan doesn't make it any easier.
Well, here's what we had to say about I Don't Know How She Does It. I think what's good about the movie was the fact that the movie doesn't talk down to women. It suggests that women are terrific multitaskers. They can do so many things so well, and that women really care about being great moms. They care about being great wives, and they certainly want to be great in the business world. And those are all very positive messages, things that we don't often get in movies.
One of the problems was that I watched the film literally for about 3 minutes, and I said, oh, here's what's going to happen. And by golly, every single thing that I thought was going to happen happened. There was no moment of surprise for me.
I thought it was a respectable comedy, and I think it deserves, a respectable yellow light.
The fact that I was just counting the minutes until I could get out of there, I am going to give I Don't Know How She Does It a red light.
Okay.
So, a yellow light and a red light for I Don't Know How She Does It.
Hi, I'm Christina Yerling-Biro, host of the podcast Pop Culture Confidential. Join me as I go way behind the scenes with some of the most influential people in entertainment and media. Hear actors such as Succession's Brian Cox talk about his favorite characters to play.
There always has to be a mystery. The audience have to be in a situation where they want to know what's going on.
Meet studio execs like Pixar chief Pete Docter and learn his secret on how he makes us cry.
Emotion is our first language.
And so many others who are defining popular culture, from Obama speechwriter David Litt to Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi.
We don't often think about food politically, or we don't want to, but it really is.
Join me. Search for Pop Culture Confidential wherever you get your podcasts.